Hi guys, Editing Bob here. I was just noticing as I was going through editing that we had messed up quite a bit. There were some weird thumping noises. Definitely need to get some pop filters and stuff like that in the future. I'm sorry for that. I tried to do my best to edit out what I could. There was a lot of background noise. But if it does bother you, I'm sorry. But just know it hopefully won't be like that forever. We will do everything we can to make sure future recording sessions will not go quite as poorly. Again, yeah, sorry. But hopefully it won't be too bad. But, you know, without further ado, I guess here's the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Gosh Daniel podcast, a podcast hosted by two lonely kids. I'm Bob.
And I'm Daniel.
And this is the Nintendo Switch episode of the podcast, where we will be talking about the presentation.
Yes.
And all the other things that were released. Obviously, we are big Nintendo fans, or, you know, somewhere mid-ranged Nintendo fans.
Sure.
I like Nintendo. Daniel wants to like Nintendo.
I want to like everything. Yes.
Yes. He's super optimistic.
I'm a real wanter, me.
Yeah. Also, he has more money, so just keep that keep that into account as we are talking about exactly what worked and what didn't.
You had to bring up the money, Reese.
Well, yeah, I did. It's a real important requirement here for if you think the price is good or not. So but first let's talk about the presentation.
Oh yes.
So Nintendo had a live stream.
Yes.
That they did when was it, Daniel?
The 13th. Friday. Okay. The 13th, in fact.
Friday the 13th. A bad time to do a presentation, but that's what they did.
Yes.
Yeah, so we were watching. Well, was it Friday? Wasn't it Thursday the 12th?
Oh, it was technically... Yeah, it was Thursday and it went into Friday, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah, because it ended like at midnight or something. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Either way, bad.
Yes, bad.
It was a bad time to do it. But we both were really excited, I think. I had the live stream open. Since I woke up that morning, I was the first person on the stream, according to the
clip. I was the seventh person, okay? And I was the third, but then I accidentally left. But I came back, and I was the seventh.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So
that matters.
Stuff. Yeah,
that
it matters. It really does matter. Yeah, so we were setting it up so we could see each other's reactions. We had a few other YouTube live streams open so we could see their reactions. We were super, super, super excited. I was personally was just ready for it to sell me on it so I could just go out and convince people to give me money because I have none and buy the system. How about you, Daniel?
Yeah, I was like so amped. I was really amped and I was so excited for the console to be released. There's so much hype behind it. And then, yeah, in the presentation, it happened, so.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was, well, what would you say, like, that you thought this setup, the presentation, how do you think that the way they set it up was performed? Did you like it? Did you hate it?
Well, it was just so weird. So we were watching it, and I thought they were going to, of course, you know, take their time with everything, and they were going to probably introduce some of, like, the... You know, like, the not as interesting stuff to begin with, and then they're gonna really get to the good stuff, and, you know, they announced the Switch, and they didn't really cover the whole thing, they just covered the Joy-Cons, and it all seemed just really weird, the way they did it.
Yeah, it definitely was.
And so, and then when, in terms of games as well, that's how I thought too, like, they were gonna kind of, like, slow and steady introduce some of the, like, go, you know, not... like introduce some of the not as cool or crazy like hype games first, and then they were going to kind of get into it and like, you know, announce some really awesome stuff, and they did.
Yeah, I mean, to some degree they did. I think we started with 1-2 Switch, which is that one that shows off all of the things that should have been a pack-in and is not.
Yes, yes, I'm sure.
Let's see, what was after that one? I don't remember.
Xenoblade?
Was Xenoblade second? I thought that was in that weird random like pile-on of all the games that they're doing. I thought there was something. Was it Splatoon 2 that was second, or...
I don't think it was. Maybe. I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. It might be.
Yeah, it was something. It was something that, like, was interesting, but not super. I think it might have been Splatoon 2, which I particularly don't care about. Well, I guess my phrasing is a little bit off. It's not that I particularly don't. It's that I don't particularly. yeah.
Wow.
So, then we moved on. I think they showed the new Mario game, which looks good. And from what I've heard from rumors, it's actually finished. They just aren't putting it out until December.
Evil.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's sort of evil. It looks weird. It's a real-life Mario in the real world with people that don't look at all like him.
Well, I mean... As soon as I saw that, I was like, it's GTA Mario.
Yeah.
And so it was so strange. I mean, some of the other worlds and the places, that looked really cool and exciting. But when it got to the city, it was like, why didn't you at least make them, like, styled as, like, Mario-looking people, you know? Like,
yeah,
the same style. But they look, like, completely, you know... more realistic and more, you know, which doesn't really make too much sense, but whatever.
No, and then there was that really creepy scene in the trailer with, like, those two girls who were, like, doing the jump rope, and Mario was, like, jump roping. that was legitimately, like, that could have been in a horror movie. That was terrifying. I was scared. I was very scared. It looked scary, like... weird sandbox. It's like an indie game. Like, just the way that they animated the people. Ugh.
Yeah, that's true.
It really hurt me.
Sounds like it really got to you.
Yeah, it did. And they finished. They talked about a lot of motion controls, which we'll get into later. I think that'll be the third thing we'll talk about. Yeah, that'll be last. But I mean, let's suffice it to say that for now, it's not a good idea. didn't work for us. Then they showed, you know, Xenoblade 2, you know, Splatoon. They announced a new Fire Emblem game called Fire Emblem Warriors. A couple of really crazy Japanese things nobody in America would know or care about. I mean, not like a horrible, like, it's not like it's a terrible thing. Just, mm-hmm. They're games that maybe some of us would like. I mean, I might like them. I like RPGs. It's just never heard of them. So it wasn't really for Americans, it didn't seem. Yeah, and then it was over. Just super abruptly, they gave us a Zelda trailer. It said March 3rd. I was super excited because, you know, it was a great trailer.
Yeah, it really was.
And then it was over.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that trailer was probably the best part of the whole presentation, to be honest.
That's true. I mean,
it real voice acting? Like, what?
It made it, like, so serious. It was, like, I was watching it, and it was all cool, and then, like, Zelda, you hear, like, crying and, like, screeching, because so out of desperation. It's like, whoa, like, this just got real.
yeah, I mean, it was a good trailer, and I'm mm-hmm. excited for that game, if nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, yeah.
There's a lot of things to be excited for.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, there's a few things to be excited for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. So afterwards, let's see, what did we do? We looked at Twitter for a while.
Yes. Oh, my word. The comments about the translator were hilarious because, I mean, some parts I was just like, unsure. I'm like, I felt bad for this translator who was trying to, like, you know, remain calm and, like, do his best. It was
oh, yeah, he was terrible.
It was sad, kind of, but it was hilarious, like, the comments on Twitter.
Yeah, there was some funny stuff there, but was the general opinion positive or negative. Like, I know I was feeling negative. You were feeling mostly negative, too.
Yeah, I was really upset about how they focus always on the motion controls, but it's not...
Yeah, it's all about the gimmicks.
It's cool, but it's not, like, a selling point for anyone, really. You know, it's not... I need to buy the Nintendo Switch because it has those awesome motion controls. So, and, like, almost... half of the presentation was covering the motion controls, and it's like, it's really cool and we're so glad that you're working with that, but that's not what we need to see right now, you know? So I mean, in terms of Twitter and stuff like that, yeah, it was mostly not mostly positive, but it leaned more to the positive side, I thought.
Yeah,
there was, you know, quite a bit of negative comments and stuff like that, but it leaned to the, you know, more positive side. So
I saw that too. So then afterwards we just realized a bit more, like, we didn't really actually get to know anything about the Switch. Is there expandable storage?
So true.
You know, how does this all work? Does it downscale when you take it off the dock? Like, they really didn't go into anything.
Yep.
And in fact, I'm still not even sure how you charge the Joy-Cons, the little controllers that go on the side.
Yeah, I'm still not even sure either.
Yeah, there were things that they didn't announce. They didn't show at all the operating system. They really didn't get into anything. Like, they didn't really give us, like, here's the lineup of games that you're getting when the Switch comes out. Nothing really stood out.
I mean, thankfully, after the presentation, like a day after... everything, like, the information kind of all released and came, you know, like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. But, like, that's the stuff you're supposed to cover in the presentation, not for us to have to go searching for it on their website or, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was dumb. So, yeah, we looked at the prices a little bit. they finally, like, had announced after the presentation it was up on their website, so we're looking at all the different things you could get. let's just talk about the price of the system.
Of course.
Yeah, let's talk about the price of the system. $300, which everybody was predicting $250, and I thought, okay, well, if it's $250, I could barely afford it, but I'll try. At $300, it's just, that's ridiculous. Now, I think a lot of that's due to motion controls, but when you think about how expensive all the controllers are, that's where it gets stupid. I mean, what do you think of the price for $300, though, just for the base console?
I honestly think it could have been a lot worse. Honestly, the $300 is like, it's fine. It isn't amazing. But it isn't horrible. At least for me, that's just how I reacted.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it being fine if it came with like another game, like if it came with Breath of the Wild or something interesting, like that'd be like, whoa. But the fact that it came with no game, like it didn't even come with 1-2 Switch.
Uh-huh. I know. They should have totally included, like, what were they thinking? 1-2 Switch?
Yeah. Yeah, they really should have.
Yeah, because I wonder how many people are actually going to buy that, you know, like, separately without it already being included.
I wouldn't think anyone would. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't, considering as how games on the Switch are, like, $60.
Yeah. No. No.
But speaking of $60, the... Pro Controller, which is the one that's comfortable, from what I've heard, that's the one you're going to want to use. That's like an Xbox controller, sort of. That is $69.99. So, you know, $70 for a Switch controller, you know, like an Xbox One controller and a PlayStation 4 controller, much, much cheaper than that.
They should have made it at least $50.
I mean, $50 would be understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's ridiculous a little bit. Yeah. In my opinion, that's just like, especially since that's the one way you're going to want to play it, because for those of you who don't know, it's a console that plugs into the TV, you take it off and it's like a tablet and you have these tiny little controllers on the sides that you can take off and play with. The tiny little controllers, I mean, you're going to want to play with the normal controller. For a lot of these games, they look like normal games. You want to play with a normal controller. So it's almost like they're forcing you to spend $70. But, for example, there are lots of games where you'd want more controllers than just what comes in the box. So, you know, to buy those extra, what they're called Joy-Cons, $80.
And that's probably entirely because they had to have the motion controls.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And probably the HD Rumble thing.
They had to have the ice cubes in your remote. It's everybody needs ice cubes in the remote. It's what
everybody needs wants. Ice cubes.
Like, when I think of a controller, I think the perfect controller is if I could have ice cubes in it and I could shake it around. That would be the perfect controller. And they delivered. Really, they delivered. So, yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just dumb. It's just dumb. I wish they didn't make everything so expensive, but you can get, like, half of a Joy-Con, so you can get one Joy-Con or then the other Joy-Con. And instead of it coming in, like, the pair that you normally play games with, you can get, like, one of them. That's $50.
That's evil!
That's about what it should have been for both of them or for a pro controller. Super evil.
It's not even $40, which would, you know, 80 for both of them divided by two, 40 for one, you know?
No, it's more, like, than that.
It's 50. It's evil.
Yeah, like, it's about what you're going to spend on a game.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. And it's just getting really just not right. And I don't think Nintendo...
Yeah.
I don't think Nintendo is even in that position, though, to be making their prices like that, considering after, the, you know, the Wii U, and they have all this hype for this new console.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they should get a little, like, oh, we can raise, you know, we can higher the price, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they also added a charging grip. $30. And let's just talk about the charging grip. You put the Joy-Cons that you already bought for $80, you put the Joy-Cons on the grip. And all it does is you plug in via, like, I don't know, USB-C or something. And it'll charge your controllers while you're playing, and it's a more comfortable way to play with them. But do you really want to charge $30? It's like, it's charging $30 for essentially what's, like, do you want to play comfortably? Do you want to play your controller comfortably? Okay, $30, please.
Yeah, wait, so is that how they charge the Joy-Cons? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, there's got to be another way, because that would be stupid, because they don't give you the charging grip.
Yeah, they
like
do.
In the package when you buy the Switch, it doesn't come with it.
No, I thought it did. The grip, yeah, the, like, the wristband things, is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm not the talking things? About the wristbands. I'm talking about the grips. Like, so you know how you slide them onto, like, a controller thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
I don't think that comes with it.
Okay.
But, I mean, I could be wrong, but I do not think that's how that... I don't think that's how it charges. I think it might... I mean, obviously, we just don't know, because they won't tell us. But, yeah, so that's just a little bit... That seems a little bit much, obviously, like everything else here. It's pretty much more than a Wii controller would be already, just for a grip, not even for an actual controller. And then the Switch dock is $90. So that's like an extra thing that you put in to plug into your TV.
Yeah, if you want to have, like, two docking stations where you can have your Switch in, like, multiple TVs in your house, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, whatever. I mean, no one's going to be particularly interested in buying those, but, like, I guess I get it. You know, whatever. That's something a little bit bigger, a little bit more important. It makes sense. It's, like, it's basically, like, saving you from having to buy another Switch for your other TV.
Yeah, I think, and I also think, like, $90 is actually a pretty fair price for the docking station.
Yeah, when you consider the price of the actual, like, console that comes with it, it's all right, whatever. Nobody's going to really buy two of those unless they're weird.
Unless they're weird, yeah.
Well, yeah. So they came with a gray, so you could either get your Switch with gray controllers. I haven't mentioned this yet. I guess you could get it with gray controllers or with blue and red controllers. Those are the only two options. There's not one that's, like, larger memory. There's not one that comes with the game. They're all both the same price. It's just either gray or blue and red. I don't think any, like, from what I heard, I don't think any, like, reviews or rumors have said anything about a different controller, color controller.
Oh, like, before the presentation?
Yeah.
Is what you're talking about, people? Yeah, I don't think that. I think that was kind of overlooked, and I think that, yeah, that was a bit of a, that was, I thought that was, like, interesting. I mean, like, cool, good. They decided to make multiple colors. I think that was a cool idea.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's really not much to say other than just, yeah, different colors. Doesn't cost more.
Different colors, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering who would actually buy the gray one if there's a blue and red option, and then I realized that would be me. Because
yeah.
I'm boring.
Yeah, I actually kind of like the gray one.
Yeah, me too. I mean, when I first saw it, I thought, you know, that looks boring and bland. I wish they'd come out with other colors. When they did, I'm like, yeah, I like the gray.
Yeah. I mean, the colors were kind of cool. They kind of popped, I guess, is what they really, you know. But I think it just looks better that it matches and it's gray. I don't know why.
Yeah, I like it better.
Yeah. So I guess we could compare some, like, some people were upset that there weren't many launch titles, I guess, with the Switch.
So what do we even have for the lineup?
How confusing it was. We have, we have Breath of the Wild, Legends of Zelda. We have the Just Dance, I think.
Dance 2017, okay.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have that. We have...
1-2 Switch, is that coming out?
Yeah, is that a launch
title? I think that's, from what I've heard, that's a launch title.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to buy it, but...
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, if they can buy Just Dance, I guess they would.
I know that ARMS isn't a launch title.
No, I think that has, like, some sort of nebulous spring release date that we don't know about.
I think it's in March. It's still releasing in March, I think, just later in the month, perhaps?
Maybe, yeah. Somewhere in spring. And then what was it? It's just a game that's on the eShop. Like, it's not like it's an actual, like, full on game. It's called, like, Snipper Clips or Snipper Clips or something.
It's like $20, and I heard so many cool things about it.
Yeah, like people have said it's cool, but it doesn't seem like it's a really full game. But it might be what you end up having to play with such a small lineup. Like of those two, there's literally no chance of me buying Just Dance, even if it was really cheap, and there's no chance of me buying 1-2 Switch with it being $60 and just having like 6 mini games. So
hey, I could see you going at it at Just Dance. Well, I'm sure you're a pro, you know. Like I could just. Well,
I mean, I can't deny I've played the game before.
Yeah.
When we had a Kinect, we would do it, and it was the most horrible thing, and I did hate it even then.
You've been found out, man.
All right. Let's see what else is there.
So wait. So we're talking about lineup, right? And people. Okay. Either people were saying, the lineup. It's kind of horrible, but at least we get Legend of Zelda, and that'll keep me busy until you know Mario Kart Deluxe. And then some people were like, but Mario Kart Deluxe isn't really a new game. It's just
no, it isn't. They added Mario a couple of new things, but. They added new characters, they added, like, a battle mode, and they added dual item blocks, I think, which was from the GameCube Mario Kart game, which is actually, not Switch is, but which is, without a doubt, my favorite game of all time. Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, the GameCube Mario Kart is my favorite game of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, that's cool to see that sort of thing return.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not its own game.
Yeah, and then they were also saying were also saying, oh well, then I can still have some Splatoon in June, I think it was, is when it's releasing, and then that also kind of goes in the preview they showed us. There wasn't much different.
It's like the same game.
There were some little things that they changed, like some like they power-ups gave you new or items. Guns. Yeah,
yeah. They gave you new items. Other than that, it's the same exact game.
Doesn't it didn't
look
really
any different.
I don't think it really called for like to make a sequel.
They could have said like it's a you know they could have just released the game on the Switch and then added some DLC for new weapons or something.
I think they just wanted to do that so that you know because everyone was saying they have to do if they're gonna you know have a release or like if they're gonna announce. new Splatoon, I heard like people were like, you should definitely make it a sequel, but they decided to do that, I guess. I think it's just to make more money, honestly. A sequel is better than, oh, I already own this on the Wii U. Why? They're going to make me pay for it twice, you know?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, but here's the thing. They did. So we're complaining that they didn't do that with Mario Kart. They didn't give us Mario Kart 9. But we're also complaining that they gave us Splatoon 2 when it's not any different. I think exactly. What we want is just, we want something. Is it just that we want something completely and totally new? Mm. Or, like, I don't know, like, because it seems like we're throwing a fit about both.
Yeah, and it's, well, okay, when you're making a sequel to just say that it's a sequel, but you're not really changing much, that's kind of upsetting. So, I mean,
yeah, it's sort of the same thing, it just has a different title.
And I'm sure, I think it's interesting, because if they had done that with Mario Kart, and everything was the exact same, but they just added, you know, the couple modes,
and they call it Mario Kart 9, sorry.
Yeah, so yeah, that'd be dumb. It's like that. They might as well just call it Splatoon, but with some extra stuff. It's not really Splatoon.
They could have called it Splatoon Deluxe.
Yeah, exactly.
And then everybody would be like, where's Yoshi's Woolly World Deluxe? Where is Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe? Where's Super Mario Maker Deluxe?
Deluxe, yeah.
I want a whole line of deluxe games.
Deluxe. They can have, maybe, like...
I just want the best quality thing. I want the deluxe version. Give me a deluxe version. They only gave us one. Yeah, we're only getting one deluxe game.
Yeah,
one I mean, deluxe. Sure, there aren't any other deluxe games anywhere else on any other system. Deluxe. But, I mean, I want the deluxe one.
Deluxe.
Why can't I just have a deluxe game?
It has to say deluxe.
It has to say deluxe. If it doesn't say deluxe, or if it just says, you know, like, special deluxe edition that has all the DLC, like, in a season pass, that's not what I want. I want the same game, but call it deluxe and have deluxe. It on a different system. That's what I want, and they're not giving it to me. They're only giving it to me with one game. Wow. That's retarded. Wow. That is retarded.
We've made a great conclusion here.
Well, no, this isn't a conclusion. I mean, okay. this is just concluding our talk about the lineup. We still have, like, more podcast minutes.
Yeah, so that's true.
We haven't even talked about, like, the actual console, like, use of it. So people have tried it out.
Yes.
So did you watch any of the videos of people who actually got to try it out?
I watched a lot. And, you know, it's kind of sad that Nintendo didn't send us out there.
I mean, they really should have, like, because there was no indication that we even followed the Switch. But
exactly, there's no indication that we were ever, like, into Nintendo in any sort of way, but they should have just known, you know.
Yes, Nintendo, at least not on the internet.
Yeah. Nintendo should know. Yeah, okay, they should. Well, have. I did watch a lot
I'm
of
insulted
videos.
But it's okay.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, okay. Casey Neistat wasn't interested, but, you know, he has millions of followers there. So
he was there. Yes. Jeez. That's what the internet's for, I guess, because then we can watch other people having a great time at a place that we really want to be.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're hearing us have a great conversation you wish you were a part of.
Yes, precisely. So
that's the point of this podcast.
To make you jealous.
Make you jealous.
I did watch some videos, though. I mean, I watched a bunch, and then I kind of stopped because all of them were just kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah, same here.
So I was just like, I get the gist. I don't need to watch anymore.
Yeah, I think I watched Casey Neistat, The Wolf Den, I Justine, and Filthy Casuals.
Yeah, I watched, minus Filthy Casuals. And then I watched some other ones that I've never really followed, but just because they went to the event, I clicked on it, you know. Mm. And it all seemed to be the same, you know, the same thing. People were, it was really cool, like, the concept, and apparently a lot of people really liked the clicking sound of when you put the Joy-Cons and attached it to the tablet, I guess.
Does it make the sound?
No, it's not like that, but it's like the clicking sound that, you know, you would imagine it for it to attach. So okay. They didn't actually have, like, a little thing where it'd make the snap.
They should do that, though. That would be cool.
I was thinking that. I'm like, yeah, imagine if they did that. That would have been just awesome.
That would have made me buy it, like, immediately. Because as it is at $300, so I can't afford it. Yeah. So.
The snap.
But I would have tried to.
Would have sold. Yeah. So, and everyone, I mean, I heard about some, like, reports about Breath of the Wild being laggy in some parts, I guess, or something like
that. Yeah, I heard that too. So when you have it plugged in so it's going up to the TV, it drops frames and is super laggy. Like, you can't tell what's going on at all.
Just
all the time.
I mean, that could also be just because of the whole, the meeting, well, the event that they were having, and they had all the switches, maybe, you know.
Well, there's... not only that, but they were using the same demo build they had at E3 for the Wii U.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's probably not, like, what the finished game will be like, but it's still concerning.
Yeah. It doesn't exactly mean that that's how it'll be on the Switch once you have it and it's out. But that, yeah, you're right. It's still something to be concerned about, at least.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, yeah, that was Zelda, and I heard, you know, just people, yeah, it's positive. Like, it's not as bad as the Wii U, I don't think, just because there was a lot of hype, like I said, and, you know, it actually is decent. It's decent, and that's all they really need to do is just make something decent.
We'd like something good, but...
Yeah, it isn't... I think it's good, but, I mean... They could have done a whole lot more if they just had just forgotten the motion.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's for the Switch as a whole, but I'm talking about Breath of the Wild specifically.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard that it's just okay. It's not amazing.
Yeah, I've heard that I don't know. You can't really say much if you haven't actually played it.
I can't really make the judgment. I've never played Breath of the Wild, but...
Everyone has their opinion, because I've heard some, like, oh, Breath of the Wild is just so revolutionary. It's great to see Zelda, like, you know, in this more open world, I guess, platform.
Yeah, and it is cool from everything I've heard, but the more negative reviews are talking about things like you have a bow and arrow on you at all time, and it sort of wants to encourage you to use them. But when you're walking around in the open world, it's not like you can go snipe characters. Like, you can't go and, like, kill people from a distance, any monsters or anything, because they pop. They pop up wherever you are.
Oh,
so,
really?
Like, so everything looks so empty, even though there is going to be stuff there when you get there, but it won't show it to you because, you know, things like monsters summon themselves and, like, magically appear and stuff like that. They're not just, like, already there.
Yeah.
That would totally ruin, like, the effect of an open world.
That's true. That's really true. Yeah, I didn't actually know that, but that makes sense.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, well, now I know, okay?
Yeah. I'm just being nice. I'm teaching you things.
Well, I mean, if we really just want that open world experience, there's also the released... why am I forgetting the name of this?
Skyrim?
Thank you! Sorry.
That's coming in like December, from what I know.
Yeah, that's true. But if you want to get your open world, you know, your that itch out, you know, you can just play some Skyrim. Oh, jeez.
A game that's been out for 5 years.
Yes, yes. But you can now play it on the go.
Wow. On the go. Because I bet no emulators or anything. Or anything would have ever attempted to do that before.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
As you can see, this episode is definitely filled with some sarcasm and bitterness.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just...
A healthy amount of bitterness, I'd say.
Yeah, a healthy, because there is a healthy amount of bitterness, right?
Yeah, and it's it's the amount we have.
Yeah, sure. Okay, you got
it. That's how you know, do I have too much bitterness? Listen back to this podcast. And, yeah. If you're only about as bitter as Daniel is on an everyday basis, then you're doing it right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not bitter against Daniel.
No, you're not bitter at me for being
healthy,
bitter.
Healthy bitterness.
Oh, this is just so messed up. You continue.
I love it so much. This is good. The Joy-Cons, though, like I've also heard from the people who are talking about Zelda, that the Joy-Cons for people with big hands is just like unplayable. Like, the triggers are impossible to use. It just doesn't work. I have big hands, so for me this is concerning that I might have to spend $70 on a pro controller. But, Daniel, you would be fine.
Yeah, I guess I would. I wonder if there's, like, there's racism, right? But, like, with hands and, like, their sizes, could that, like, Nintendo, is there a word?
Do they hate Americans?
out. Yeah,
maybe they hate Americans.
They're hand sizists. You know,
yeah,
they just
I think that's what it is.
Consider the bigger handed people.
Yeah, they're saying if you have big hands, you're not worth it.
You're not
worthy. We're not going to even bother trying to make something you could play. Go play Xbox.
Hey,
go play Call of Duty. Go drink a beer and like swear on voice chat with your friends. That's what you should go do that. That's what they're saying, and I'm not interested in that. I can't drink beer. I don't swear on voice chat. Yeah, like that's not me. Jeez.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
Come on, Nintendo.
Wow. Okay, I've heard.
We should call this Gosh Daniel Rants again.
We should change it back to Gosh Daniel Rants.
This is definitely one of those.
We could just Well, anyways, back to the Joy-Cons. It's funny because I've only seen like all the reviews or whatever I've ever seen, they've always actually said surprisingly the Joy-Cons aren't so bad. And of course, they didn't say my hand size is, you know, pretty big, and so they just kind of like said that, so I wouldn't know if they actually didn't mind it and they had, you know, big sized hands or small sized hands or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm listening to Australians.
Oh, okay.
So, you know how Australians are. They're right.
They're right? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, not right wing, but they're right. They're right about everything they say.
Yeah, is that so?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so what do they say, Reese, please?
They say they have big hands and it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
And that the trigger buttons specifically aren't bad, but I doubt that will matter once you put on the little hand strap thing.
Yeah.
Because that makes the buttons bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's cool. That's great to know what the Australians say. Thank you, Australians.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where I'd be without the Australians' knowledge.
It's so true. They're just so knowledgeable.
They make life worth living.
They really do.
Well, this has been a full episode, full of bitterness, full of ranting.
Are we finished?
Full of Australian love.
Yes.
I suppose we are finished.
Yes. Okay.
I guess it's time. Thank you for listening to this, the worst episode of all.
Thank you. I don't know if it was the worst.
We'll do it. Well, I mean, maybe. There's a lot of, well, maybe it won't be so bad after I sound edit. So, you know, if you enjoy this episode, I did a lot of time. I did my time editing.
You did a lot of time in prison.
Yes. I went to jail just so I'd have some extra time to edit the podcast.
Yeah, that's great.
Just me and my laptop alone in prison. Don't ask me what I did. I won't tell you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening with your ears and
your eyes.
Yes, with your eyes too.
If you put this on YouTube, they'll be listening with their eyes.
That's true. I mean,
eye sounds there.
The eye sounds, the eye sound waves. That's actually Apple's, that's copyrighted by Apple, so we probably are not
sorry.
Allowed to say that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll edit it out, don't worry.
I hear and I sound.
I hear. Oh, yeah, so if you actually are talking about anything that you do in the first person, don't. It's copyrighted by Apple.
Yes.
Like if you say, for example, I love, no, Apple loves.
Apple loves.
Not you. You can't.
No, none for you. Okay, well, this is definitely a very crazy episode, but
probably the worst. I think it was due to a little bit of Daniel's bitterness, but
you definitely were just
no, please, you're the one who's gonna get a Switch anyways.
I don't know about that,
and you're bitter about it.
Okay, you're right. I
you're
am.
Bitter Nintendo you're gonna have one game to play.
They need to perform to my needs.
Yeah, they need to perform solely for Daniel. They need to give him exactly what he wants, or he's going to rant about it on his podcast.
Yes, that a bunch of people listen to. Everyone.
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 Literally everyone.
Yes. Okay, well, we can say everyone for the rest of the day, but I think these people
everyone.
Need to leave, right?
Oh, everyone.
Right?
I don't think they do.
Are they
I bet they have
maybe
nothing of value at all in their lives.
It's been a long
time. We provide you the sole entertainment that you need, and we...
Is this entertainment, or is this a waste of time?
Well, no, it's a waste of time, but when you don't have anything to do, and you're depressed and lonely, a waste of time is helpful.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, you're welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Well, all right, we hope you have a chipper day!
I don't know what that means, but okay.
A chipper day! And we'll see you later.
Later, I think is the word you're looking for. I don't later. Think it goes later.
Later?
I think it's just later.
Okay, later. All right.
Okay. Later people.